si può immaginare che cosa vuole il Signore?
As I sat down to lunch in Kolkata on Sunday, far away in Vatican City, the woman who made Kolkata famous around the world was becoming a saint. Many would say she's just being officially canonized. She was always a saint. But over the past week, as international media descended on this city, I've come to understand that there is a difference between the saintly Mother Teresa and Saint Teresa. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.
I'm not bothered if Mother Teresa becomes a Catholic saint, because if you look at the history of Catholic saints, it's full of dubious people and criminals and fascists. So I have no problems her being a Catholic saint, but I do have problems when people call her a saint in the secular or a broad sense.
That's Orup Chatterjee, one of the most vociferous critics around of Mother Teresa and her work. He testified against her beatification, and he's written a book picking apart her record.
For instance, when she was alive, needles had to be reused by her law. She made the rule. Gloves had to be reused. There was women had to have their hair shaved as soon as they came in.
True to her dogma, she fiercely opposed contraception in a country struggling with population control and opposed abortion, even in the case of rape. Gautam Lewis, who was raised in her home for children, says we often misunderstand her.
I think there is a misconception that she was a social worker. I don't think she was. She had a deep, deep love for humanity. And through humanity, that connected her to God.
Lewis had polio as a child. Left by his own mother in Mother Teresa's care, he went through years of painful corrective surgery. Now he lives in London, where he's managed rock bands, learned to fly airplanes, made a film about Mother Teresa, and a music video with Kolkata musicians.
They are from that camp where the memory of Mother Teresa is fading, and it's not that important.
Even if the memory of Mother Teresa is fading, critics say it still leaves scars on Calcutta.
I don't want Calcutta to be seen as a place that exists on Western charity, which is what the world thinks. And it is ironic that upper-class Calcuttans and Indians collude with this worldview.
Sunita Kumar, a longtime friend of Mother Teresa, says it's not about Kolkata.
She said poverty is even in the West. I mean, don't think that just because they have extra pounds or euros or whatever that they are not poor. But they are poor because they don't get any love or care.
Many critics complain that Mother Teresa could have done a lot more with the money she raised. She could have built a hospital, provided far better medical care. Kumar says, we keep forgetting these are nuns.
I mean, the vows that they took were just to live simply and serve the poor and do whatever they could for them. And her idea wasn't to diversify and build hospitals or anything.
Her Nobel Prize made Mother Teresa world famous, but in a way it secularized her as well. It made the world judge her by the standards of social service, not her faith. Suchi, visiting Kolkata from Canada, says Mother Teresa's version of faith, her humble, bare-bones room, reassures him.
I've seen a lot of Christians in North America that it's all about money, yeah, right? They're just trying to raise big palaces, yeah, right?
But it still leaves those of us who live in Kolkata with the disquieting thought. As school children, we donated money for Mother Teresa's poor box every week. But in the eyes of the world, did our city become a giant poor box? Chatterjee.
And as you pump her Mother Teresa, you pump down Calcutta. You have to remember that the two are inversely proportional.
I hope not. I hope Kolkata is bigger than Mother Teresa and that there is more to this city than the nun's service. Mother Teresa is Kolkatan, but she does not define Kolkata for me. Now that the Catholic Church has reclaimed its most loyal nun with great ceremony, I hope Kolkata can claim its own identity back as well. But that's easier said than done. The government has just announced they are planning a Mother Teresa tourism circuit in the state, expecting a rush of foreign pilgrims. Saint Teresa might just be getting reincarnated in Kolkata as a different kind of patron saint. Gloria. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Gloria. For KALW.